The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. People just assume because nuts are high in fat for the most part, right. They're higher in fats than other plant foods. Then if you're gaining weight on a plant-based diet or a vegan diet, then you're probably just eating too much of the higher fat foods. And then one of the first things that comes to mind is nuts. So then people start teaching nuts are going to cause you to gain weight.
Avoid all the nuts. But it's actually not true.
And you're listening to the Smarter Healthy Living podcast, where we firmly believe that getting healthy should never feel like torture. We're your hosts, Jared and Anita Roussel. We're college sweethearts and health professionals who help you redefine what getting healthy looks like using a whole food plant-based lifestyle. It's time to hear from the experts and learn the best tips and tricks that helped others get beyond the overwhelm to create a vibrant life they love. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, you're in the right place. So pull up a virtual chair, grab your matcha latte, and let's get started.
All right, Anita, what would you say is one of your favorite aspects about podcasting?
I think for me, it's just being able to connect with new friends all around the world that I normally wouldn't even be able to meet.
Wow, your answer is better than mine. I was going to say one of my favorite things is dispelling myths, and that's what we're going to do today. Now,
We
can do both. Yes. It doesn't have to be an either or. Yes, no, one or the other. It can be all together. But if you listen to the last podcast episode, we gave you a little bit of a teaser and said that we're going to talk about how nuts don't necessarily make you gain weight. And actually, the opposite has been found to be true.
You know, and it's so funny because you hear these things and we latch on to them as though they're real and they're truth. But they're really not. We just hear these things in passing because people just assume because nuts are high in fat for the most part. Right. They're higher in fats than other plant foods. Then if you're gaining weight on a plant-based diet or a vegan diet, then you're probably just eating too much of the higher fat foods. And then one of the first things that comes to mind is nuts. So then people start teaching nuts are going to cause you to gain weight.
Avoid all the nuts. But it's actually not true. And so we want to share with you some stuff that we have found that I just think is very exciting. So in 2007, there was an article written where they took 20 different trials, 20 different studies that they looked at about nuts and weight. So this wasn't just one or two, wasn't just a few people. I mean, this was looking at a lot of studies.
I love the studies like this where they do studies of the studies, which is called a...
Well, they would call that a meta-analysis, yes.
Well, I couldn't get that out. Meta-anana.
Well, it's a little bit of a tongue twister. So with that, going into it, you're going to think, okay, nuts are high in fat. There's going to be a lot of weight gain.
Right.
But what they found was that the weight that they saw was much lower than what they expected, and that some of the studies even showed no weight gain or even weight loss.
It's amazing.
You heard that right. Even weight loss. So in some of the studies, and I'll go with this first one here, they had people, and they took two groups of people. And a good study, you do that. You have one group that keeps doing the same thing that they're always doing. So that's your control. Then you take the other group. They were eating the same amount of food. They didn't restrict anything. They just added 40 to 50 almonds a day.
Yum. I want to be in that group.
And that's a pretty good amount, 40 to 50.
That's a lot. I mean, I can't remember. I really don't think we eat that many in a day unless we're eating something that has almond flour, which is just ground nuts in it. And that's very rare.
I don't think that'd be very filling if you did that.
You know, you're making me think we need to eat more nuts.
Well, I don't know. We probably do. We probably should go back and take a look. I felt like we ate quite a few, but they do it daily for 6 months.
Okay, so that the one group's a control group. They're eating the same way they've always eaten.
Right.
The second group, they're eating 50.
Same thing, and then they're eating, except they're adding 40 to 50 almonds a day for 6 months. Now, that's about 320 calories extra per day. So if you calculate that out,
weight, right?
Oh, well, you would think with all the added calories that it should be about an extra 16 pounds of weight added after the 6 months. It was a quarter pound.
A quarter pound. Think about that for a minute.
And that was statistically insignificant.
Right. So we're talking about 0.25 pounds. You could gain that drinking a glass of water.
Exactly. So that's why they were saying that it was not a significant difference. Yes, they measured it, but in the grand scheme of things, it could be that maybe they needed to go potty, or maybe they drank a glass of water. I mean, it would have accounted for that little bit of a weight difference.
Okay, but hold up. So what we've heard is it's about your calories. It's calories in. You know, calories in, calories out, and balancing that. And that has to do with your weight. And if you're gaining weight, then clearly you're just eating too many calories. So what you need to do is quit eating so many calories. But that's not what this is showing.
No.
So then that leads us to believe maybe it's the types of calories we're eating, not the number of calories.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I hope I'm not getting ahead, but.
Well, you may be, but that's okay. That's okay. Because you're right. You're right. Now, there was another thing, another study where they took 1 to 2 handfuls of walnuts that were done daily for 6 weeks, and there was no weight gain. It was weight neutral. Mm-hmm. And again, these were added on top of the regular foods that they were eating per day. There was no subtraction or trying to keep the number of calories the same.
So that's 1 to 2 handfuls per day.
Of walnuts. Per day for 6 weeks, no weight change. They also did a study with macadamia nuts, and this resulted in weight loss after only 4 weeks. And again, these were added on top
did they
of
say
their
how
regular
many
calories.
On the that one? Wasn't a specific amount?
I don't believe so.
Can't remember.
I would imagine, I don't remember seeing that in that study, and I imagine it's like 1 to 2 handfuls.
Right, about the same.
But the takeaway was that they added this, they ate more,
and they lost.
And they actually lost weight.
Okay.
Now, 3/4 cups pecans. So with these different studies, different types of nuts, so we can see that it's not just one particular one, it's the nut class in general. But they did a 3/4 cup of pecans for 8 weeks. So with that, you would have added 25,000 extra calories during those 2 months. No weight gain.
Where did the calories
this is
go?
Like,
surely they're just
like
increasing.
A magic trick.
You know, that's a great point. Actually, it's like a really great magic trick.
Calories have vanished.
Yeah, and we want to all learn how to do that. And the beauty of it is you can. There wasn't anything magical about these people, and they weren't upping their exercise. I'm not bashing exercise here, but I'm telling you, they weren't changing anything about their lifestyle.
Everything remained the same between the two groups, except for that one. Added the extra nuts.
Hey, Sunshine. Jared and I order from this company so many times per year, I can't even keep count. And that's because they have the absolute best tasting organic nuts available anywhere. And they'll ship them straight to your door. I know, that's the stuff busy women's dreams are made of. I didn't even know that such flavor-filled almonds and cashews, walnuts, and pistachios existed until we found Braga Farms. We love them so much, we've even given them as gifts. Yeah, they're that good. Eating nuts regularly has been shown to increase lifespan, brain function, help with weight loss, and decrease cancer, type 2 diabetes, and heart disease too. So head on over right now to poweronplants.com/Braga. That's Braga to get the most amazing nuts you've ever tasted delivered straight to your door today. That's a lot of calories just to disappear. 25,000 calories. Think about that for a second.
All right. Now, they've done other studies where they tried to get it so that the number of calories were equal. They called it isoenergetic. So you had two groups. One group, they were eating what they were eating. Mm-hmm. The other group, the test group, they were adding nuts, but for whatever energy that added, they subtracted from the rest of their daily diet, their daily intake.
So then they're making the calories equal.
They're trying, in that particular study, they were trying to make the calories equal to see what would happen.
But they added nuts as part of those calories to get them up to an equal calorie. Okay.
And then the subjects lost weight.
And they lost.
But the interesting thing is kind of the little secret behind the scenes thing that they noticed is that they went back and recalculated, and they actually found that the people eating the nuts consumed about 100 calories more per day. They tried to make it equal, but in analysis after the fact, it was actually more calories, but they lost
weight.
So they were eating more, but lost weight.
Amazing. I love these studies.
I know. And because it's not anecdotal information, it's not just, well, I tried it, or someone in the remote corners of the internet tried it,
whether
you know it's true or not.
Yeah, exactly.
These are studies that are looked at by other people. They're peer reviewed. So someone writes it, and then other people within that community are also looking at it, looking at the data, saying, your conclusions are valid.
Well, and the other
this
thing
is
you
solid
look,
info.
The other thing you want to look at for a solid study is who's sponsoring it. And I know a lot of these were not backed by nut companies. So those are things to look at, too, when you're looking at studies. Who's backed it? I mean, it shows that meat's so good for you. But is it a meat company sponsoring the ad? Or not the ad. Well, it does kind of end up being
well,
an
the ad, but the study,
research.
Yes. I mean, that's all information that needs to be looked at. Yeah.
Absolutely. This is unbelievable.
Now, a lot of these studies were done for a few months, a few weeks, but there were other studies that were done anywhere from 1 to 6 years out, and they found the same results, that it wasn't just that there was weight loss initially, but long term it would be gain. No, it remained even 6 years out from the start of the study.
It's incredible. So what's the moral of the story here? What's the take home for you? What can you do if you want to lose weight instead of freaking out because nuts have more calories, because they're higher calorie as far as the vegan or whole plant foods go? Eat them anyway. Why? Unless your doctor's told you not to, or you have a well-known...
If there are solid medical reasons, then please follow that medical advice.
Right. If you know you're allergic to peanuts, or you're super sensitive to the mold that is often found on peanuts, because a lot of peanuts do have mold on them. If you find, like I do, that your body does weird things when you eat peanut butter, don't eat peanuts. Eat almonds. Eat Brazil nuts. We talked about that in the last episode. If you're not getting those, get them. Go back and find out why in the last episode. Get your get the ones that aren't as well known. Macadamia nuts. This is like anything else. You want your variety. Get variety in there. These things are great foods for you, and your body was made to run on them. And it runs best, surprise, eating the things that it was created to naturally eat. And that includes nuts. And we don't need to go nuts over nuts. I mean, being scared and fearful of gaining weight over eating a higher calorie food. There are a ton of health benefits. We haven't even scratched the surface on that. I mean, we're just talking about weight here.
Absolutely. There were actually other studies where they tried to compare candy with nuts, and they took the same number of calories, and as you can imagine, the people that ate the candy, their weight went up. Now, in this particular one that I'm thinking about, they did candy and peanuts. Candy weight went up, peanuts stayed the same. They did pistachios versus pretzels.
Ah, okay.
Yes, and the people that ate the pistachios, their weight went down, whereas with the pretzels, it went up. There was a study where they did pistachio against itself versus none. Here's what they did. They took three groups of people. On one of them, they ate 120 pistachios a day for 4 weeks. Another group ate 70 pistachios a day for 4 weeks. And then one group ate none. So for the 120 pistachios a day, for that 4 weeks, that was 30,000 calories. When they looked at the weight of all three of those and how it changed, it was exactly the same. There was no weight gain. The weight stayed exactly the same. And it was the same for all three groups.
Wow. You've just blown my mind.
If we were doing a video right now, I would do that little mind blown emoji real big. Just, I mean, it's just amazing stuff because it runs so counter to what we would think, what we've been told. Mm-hmm. And we're always equating fat equals weight, which it really, with what we teach people, it's the refined fats. It's when you strip it from the foods, it changes. Mm-hmm. It's just different than when it's the whole food.
Which is why you need to get more whole plant foods in a way that you absolutely love, that tastes great, that's simple to prepare, and that's going to heal your body and make you feel good. You'll naturally lose the weight. I mean, Jared and I know we've given you the studies. Now I'm going to give you the practical. We have clients who have gone from like a size 14 to a size 4. I mean, and wasn't even trying to lose weight.
That wasn't their goal.
And the same thing happened for us. We weren't trying to lose weight. I was just trying to heal. I was trying to survive. I was trying to stay alive. I was so sick. And not only did I heal and get my energy back and have a lot of different medical issues reverse, also, we lost weight and we weren't even trying. I didn't really even see myself as overweight. But now I know that I was. I wasn't where I was supposed to be. But we did that. And do we eat nuts? Absolutely, we ate nuts. Do we count calories? No, we didn't count calories. Do we eat food we loved? Yes, we did. And that's why we're still doing it today. Because otherwise, I'd be living for cheat days, and that's just no way to live. But my question is for Jared, what are some of the other benefits of eating nuts? Because it's not just about losing weight. We don't ever want your life to just be about losing weight.
And you had mentioned earlier about healing. Well, they've also found that, and if you listened to our previous episode, that they can reduce cholesterol and triglycerides, but they've also been shown to improve blood vessel function, and blood flows everything.
Okay, and this is why my neck, I no longer hear when I'm laying on my side. In my neck, I don't have that anymore. There was one side I actually couldn't lay on because my carotid was starting to get blocked. And we eat more nuts
now. And she would hear that
now.
Noise and it would bug her. And I mean, that went on for years.
Oh, it was awful.
And she hasn't mentioned it in a very, very long time.
It's gone. It's fantastic. And the reason is we eat these types of foods. So nuts can do this type of thing for you. I'm not saying it was just the nuts. We eat a lot of the other five foundational food groups.
Well, some of the things we took out of what we ate, that also made a huge difference.
Absolutely.
One other thing is that nuts can help reduce inflammation.
Amen to that.
Which is another huge aspect to the health problems that we have.
Yeah. Because pain inflammation in my joints. I'm hurting daily. Oh, it's just because I'm getting older. Oh, it's just no, it's because you have chronic inflammation all the time because the foods we're eating are stirring our bodies up and they have to try to fight it off. And then we're hurting all the time.
I do want to highlight the point that inflammation is a normal healing response of the body.
Absolutely.
But it was never meant to be a continuous state.
Constant.
Because when there's an injury, your body responds to it. It helps try to clear away the injured tissue, lay down the framework for new tissue to heal. And then once that happens, then that response stops. It goes away. It's kind of like you tell your little soldiers, all right, guys, we're not at war right now. Let's go back to just normal peacetime civilian behavior.
Right.
I was not actually in the military, but I just came off of that off the top of my head. But the inflammation goes away. But when we have these things where, like if we eat oils that cause inflammation, the refined oils, or if we have other things that we're doing that keep this persisting,
or
keep
we're not
it
eating
going,
the, are we not eating the things to help it subside either, like nuts?
Right. Then there's this constant damage that occurs. Our body's always just in this state of trying to fight stuff. And that creates this damage over a long period of time.
Yeah. And it's a lot of pain. It can lead to disease. It can lead
joint
to
joint breakdown.
Absolutely. So it's important. It's so very important to get nuts as part of a well-balanced diet.
In balance. Go crazy now. No. Don't go and eat 2 jars of peanut butter every day.
No. And that's the thing, too. Nut butters, I mean, you're eating, it takes a lot of nuts to make a smaller thing of nut butter. So just eat the whole nuts. Enjoy it. I'm not saying never eat nut butter either. Just eat it in smaller amounts. Don't go get the jar and go nuts on it.
Exactly. Now, great thing, and I just had this idea pop into my head. So like with salads, maybe throw some walnuts or throw some pecans on there.
Oh,
you do it that way.
Delicious.
That way you get your handful, but you're getting it in a more diverse way. You're not just eating the nuts. You're enjoying it. You're throwing in a salad.
Or
throw
lightly
in a smoothie. Or we do pecan milks.
Yeah. The nut milks are fantastic. But the other thing I like to do is roast them lightly. We eat a lot, mostly raw. We eat mostly raw, but sometimes just to get that light roasted flavor. And I don't roast on high temp. I do a low temp roast in the oven just until they get a little bit of that flavor, that cooked flavor of a nut. And if you can chop those up and put them in a no tuna salad or a no chicken salad. So it's basically like a recipe for tuna or chicken salad without tuna or chicken in it. It's phenomenal. And you get those same flavors, but you want to think about getting them in ways that you enjoy, that you'll actually do it because you like it. I mean, then there's trail mix. You know, you can't go wrong with trail mix. You're traveling, you've got kids.
Yeah, we'll do that from time to time. Throw in some raisins.
Yeah, and then just get the different ones that you don't always get. And don't leave out seeds. Pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds. They're amazing little powerhouses of healing.
Well, and if you think about it, this is the whole package that creates a brand new plant. So there's tons of nutrients in there.
Get it.
Powerhouse.
Enjoy it. We are thrilled to bring you all this information, these things that we wish somebody had told us a long time ago. That's what we're passionate about. We're not passionate about making or forcing anybody to come along and adopt this kind of lifestyle. What we want to do is empower you to be able to make really great, solid choices for your health and to know that there are other options available for you that are more natural and have less side effects than some of the traditional ones you hear. Always, always look at the long-term health benefits of what you're doing, the way of life you're choosing. Don't choose something just because your neighbor had some success with it for a year or so. Look at how that lifestyle marches out health-wise over the course of years and years of doing it, because you want something that's going to bring true healing from the inside out. We have loved hanging out with you again today. Thank you for joining us for another episode. And a special shout out to those of you who take 15, 17, or even 32 seconds to write the kindest podcast review. Sister, we see them, we read them, and it means the world to us. Thanks for subscribing.